Welcome to another episode of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors,
where we keep you ahead of the curve, attracting more new patients and growing your business. Now, here's your host, Dr. D himself.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week of Marketing 101 for Chiropractors. I got a really special guest this week, and I've done his programs. Steve Tullius with Weightless Workshops. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, we're going to go through a strategy for 2023, and I've been harping on community and events because it really is going to be the way to go forward in all of our marketing, is bringing people back together. There's a huge opportunity here to be the loudest voice in your community that will set you up for the rest of your career, honestly. And I'll go through some examples if we have time on what I've done in a short 4 years right here in Florida. But thanks for being on the show. Let's get through all your viewers are chiropractors. I think 99% of them. So what you bring to the table is highly valuable, and some of them may see value to jump on right now. But what are the top, you know, two or three things that you think chiropractors can do now moving into 2023 to really leap them ahead of, not really competition? Chiropractors are not competitive to each other,
right?
But in the community we are, because we only still see 9% of the population. So how do we get that voice louder, and what are some strategies that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So number one, you know, I agree with you. The other chiropractors are never competition, because there is a practically limitless amount of sick people out there, right? So I always say, you know, there's no shortage of sick people. Approximately 60% plus of the U.S. population has a diagnosed condition. You know, it could be even higher than that. We know that certainly more than that aren't well. And so there's massive opportunity. So the challenge is this, is it's not that there's a shortage of sick people. There's a shortage of demand for our services. They don't know that chiropractic could be, well, one is a foundational piece of their health and life, care. And so they just don't know. So we have to educate. And that's always been the case with chiropractic. We're the underdogs even still. And we have to, education is the number one thing that we need to do as chiropractors to grow our practices and reach our communities. And in my opinion, there's no better way to do that than workshops. I've been doing workshops consistently for the last 10 years. I've never missed a month in my practices. Personally, I've given over 300 workshops in the last 10 years, helped chiropractors give over 5,000. Even during the pandemic, we saw workshops continue to do really well. And now that we're out of it and have been out of it for quite a while, we see workshops killing it right now for our clients, better than ever before. I mean, we're seeing cost per lead at such low rates as like 6-7 years ago, which was really surprising. But it tells us that people want to get back out there, and the best way to do it, as you're sharing, is through community based events, things that bring the community together, where we can lead them. Because they need leadership right now, you know, desperately. So that's what my opinion. Of course, I'm biased because, you know.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. A quick testimonial is I've only been in Florida for 4 years, but I've been practicing for 15. I was in Canada before. And I built this practice right here in Tampa off the NDD workshop, your NDD workshop. And I've always been helping kids and pediatrics with, you know, on the spectrum. But I, just by doing that, and I did it monthly before we even opened our doors, had 150 new patients the day we opened, had to process them in the first month, and saw over 100 a week by month three. So, and we've never looked back. And that was through community involvement. I had to get my name out there. Not only was I wasn't a new grad, but I was so new to Florida. I was so new to the United States. I was working in Canada. So it just goes to show you, with a little bit of experience, I knew what to do and what not to do. That's a thing. And a lot of new grads don't know what to do. And they try a lot of things that they shouldn't be doing. But when it comes out to that, but I had a passion for it. I had a knowledge base for it. I've had success with it. So my confidence was through the roof that I could help families. So your workshop was perfect. It was just, we did it. We launched it. We did the Facebook ads. And I knew a little bit about that too. So, and we still do them up to today. We still do an NDD workshop, you know, quarterly. But one thing that Steve said that you guys all need to hear, monthly. He has been consistently doing workshops monthly for over 10 years. That is where success comes from. It's from consistency. So you got to strike out a few times before you hit a home run or even a single. And when it comes to workshops, my advice is pick a passion. And you've got now a series of workshops that are great. But pick your passion. Don't just pick something. If you've been doing rotator cuff injuries and you're the best shoulder guy in your city, and now you're going to go to NDD workshop and try and bring in families, it may not be a good fit for you.
Right.
But there's so many things you can do in your community to get people in and speak your passion of what you are very good at.
Totally. Yes. And that's the thing. And workshops help establish you as a specialist, right? Mm-hmm. In chiropractic, we, unfortunately, the public, if they have a positive impression about what we do, they see us as generalists. That's why they think they can call our office and say things like, oh no, I don't need an exam. Like, oh, I don't need x-rays or the scans. Like, I just want to get cracked. Right. They think they can walk in without an appointment. And some of that's due to our own doing. But, you know, they see us as generalists. But when we speak, people, and especially speak on topics that are important in their lives, they now see us as the specialists that we are. So, you know, regardless of what you're, you know, where you want to focus your practice, if you choose something that you're passionate about and serving the people that you want to serve, start speaking on those topics. As long as those topics are really big needs, they need to be big needs and otherwise, people aren't going to act on it. For example, I don't recommend doing a stress workshop for the general public. It's not a bad workshop for, like, in office for your current people and have them invite friends and family, or do it in a place of business. That's a good workshop for, like, lunch and learns, things like that. But for the general public, everybody's stressed. And stress alone is not enough to move people, right? And, you know, unfortunately, people are driven by more by pain versus pleasure, right? And so people really need a big enough pain point in their lives to get them to act. And so it should be a very specific topic, like the neurodevelopmental. I mean, neurodevelopmental is going to be one of the biggest needs because there's no greater need than helping your sick child get well. Mental health right now is massively hot topic, and people are struggling out there. And it's people who were, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, not having these really, you know, these anxiety and depression problems, but now they are because they lived through that horrible experience of the last 2.5 years, 3 years. So mental health is a super hot topic. We see more registrations for those classes than any right now, right next to the neurodevelopmental. And then like gut-brain connection, we've been doing that class for a long time. That addresses people with you know, more chronic challenges. So whatever topic you choose, make sure it's one that people really have a big need for, that they're going to want to get that problem solved.
Awesome topics for sure. For people that are wanting to get into doing something in their community or starting a workshop series in their office, what's the best strategy to get started to really build a list? I'm giving the answers here, but to build a list, to get people engaged, and then to advertise properly out there. There's rights and wrongs when you do things depending on the topic. So what are some tips that you have for them?
Yeah, so I mean, number one, you need a landing page, right? You need somewhere to take people to. Any doc out there can use Eventbrite, right? I mean, Eventbrite's a free tool. We used it for years with our docs. We don't use it now because of some of the limitations, but anyone who wants to get started can obviously create an Eventbrite event and then you know, start running some Facebook ads. I know being in your group and in Marketing 101 for Kairos, there's all kinds of great tips on running ad campaigns. You can start to test. Just yesterday, I just did a webinar on a complete workshop marketing strategy. I shared everything that we do. I even walked through campaigns on how to do a campaign. So if anyone wants access to that, they can contact us, and we have that recording available. So that resource is there. But really, it's deciding that you're going to do this, like you've shared, Enrico, consistently, right? And not being afraid to strike out too. Right. You know, we all have goose eggs. I've certainly had plenty of goose eggs in my career in terms of no one showing up. Right. One person showing up, two people showing up. And on that topic. Right. You know, the number one thing I shared yesterday in terms of workshop success is dedication to the mission, right? To what we're here to do, which is to serve people locally and also transform healthcare and quality of life on this planet, right? And so when you're driven by the mission, then you're not dissuaded by a goose egg. You're not, you know, if two people show up, you're not severely depressed. Your emotional state isn't swayed because only two people in the room. Instead, you see it as, wow, there's opportunity to transform the lives of those two people and their families, and then all the people that they're going to touch and reach, you know, and they're going to, you know, refer. So it's our mindset and how we look at the educational process and our mission and purpose and obligation to educate and save these people's lives, because lives are really at stake. And so that, I find that mentality and mindset, that's the number one thing that leads to at least our client's success when I look at all of our clients too.
Yeah, I like what you said there. I mean, goose eggs, and even if it's one or two, I remember when I first started, I didn't like talking. I didn't like presenting. I wasn't good at it right out of school. And thank goodness for those ones and zeros that showed up when there was one person or maybe a patient that you knew well enough and it was one, you could just start talking and getting all your ums and uhs out of the way. At least you could practice it. And even when there was zero, I would just stand there and go through all the slides and speak out loud and hear myself talk. I mean, instead of using it as a fail, I use it as, okay, here's practice time. No one showed up to the game. There's no one here. I'll hit a few balls, you know, just by myself, instead of just sulking and walking away. So it's knowing the limitations, knowing where you're going to fail, it really gives you a lot of power to go ahead and move forward with this, because really the strikeouts are not that bad. They're not going to impact your business. They're not going to impact your reputation. It's just like marketing. If you try a direct mail campaign, you get no one coming in. Maybe that wasn't the best mail campaign, but you can make tweaks and then change it again. So I like that. I like that tip of, you know, a goose egg doesn't mean quit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that goes for life, right? I mean, it's how do we react to adversity? How do we react to challenges? Life is filled with them, and it's always going to. So same with practice. And if we look at it as a learning opportunity and an opportunity to adapt and grow and learn and shift strategy, tweak a few things, you know, change your ads, perhaps, you know, whatever it is, you know, just look at it as an opportunity to consistently grow.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you are an expert in your community. I know chiropractors give themselves such a hard time about their authority in the medical field. Right. And we automatically, when we do something, one negative comment from some random person on your ad saying, oh, here's another quack or a dumpster fire or whatever it is, really off puts them. My advice for that is ignore it, delete it, and just keep going. Yeah. There's always going to be haters no matter what you do. Totally. But remember, there are people that every time you put out an ad for a workshop or a tutorial or a webinar or whatever it is, they really want the information. They are driven to understand it. Time is a factor. So the workshop, I truly feel, and that's why I'm excited Steve's here today, is because I've been coaching people in Canada who've had a tough time over the last couple years with restrictions in the office, even online, and what they can market. They can't even say vitamin D works, for Pete's sake. It's really tough. But now I'm feeling like if you get a hold of this now, right now, and create a plan for 2023 and beyond, and you just stay consistent, I promise you, many of you, I've talked to you personally on our group, will double your practices. Some of you in here are, you know, seeing high volume already, so to double high volume, it's difficult. But some of you right now, you will double your practice in 2023 by being consistent and doing 10 or 12 workshops next year. I know it for a fact. If you need help, call Steve. If you want to do your own thing, Eventbrite, go for it. Just try it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the quality of the patients too, you know, I call workshops day zero. You know, we have day one and day two in the profession, and day zero is the workshop. It's people coming in before they even have an exam, and they've sat through an hour of your class. You've now helped them understand who you are, you know, what you do, what your value is, what chiropractic is, and now they're coming in such an ideal situation. It builds a dream practice, and those people, like I can imagine, you know, doing it any differently now. In fact, we're getting ready to start a series of clinics here in Texas, and they'll be completely built on workshop marketing, because practice is just way more fun that way too. You have the people that want to be there for the right reasons. You don't have like the energetic vampires, you know, draining you and your team, and or the tire kickers. You have people just ready to commit and get started and get well. And it just shifts the entire dynamics of practice, and then the referrals from those people too. So yeah, I highly encourage you guys to just go for it. Plan, get your calendars out, plan it out, decide what topics you're going to speak on. You are the specialist. As long as you stick to what you are an expert in, right? And I hear this a lot of times from our clients is that they're worried. They either say this or it's an unspoken objection to doing workshops, or fear that a lot of chiropractors don't speak is that they're afraid that they're going to get attacked by people in the audience. They're afraid that they won't know enough. But who in the room knows more about chiropractic than you? Right? No, nobody. Like, no. Who in the room knows more about the nervous system than you? Again, you know, very unlikely that anyone else in the room has anywhere close to the amount of expertise and knowledge in those two areas, which are the two main areas you should be speaking on, right? You can, of course, speak on neurodevelopmental issues and mental health issues and things like that. And then our job is to simply just make the connection and link in terms of how chiropractic fits into those puzzles, right? Not as a cure-all or treatment of those conditions, but why the public has neglected, you know, that's what I believe our role is, to help people understand that everyone, not just the people in the room for that topic, but everyone has neglected the most foundational piece of health, which is the nervous system. And once they've understood that, now it's not just about the one person who has the problem. Now it's about the whole family getting checked, which is, you know, if you're a family based chiropractor and a wellness, you know, salutogenic based chiropractor, that's what you want. You want everyone to get checked, just like we want our families to get checked. And we get checked, we want everyone else deserves the right to get checked. That's what a proper workshop should do, is just makes the case for that. Once people understand that, then it completely reframes the conversation and starts to shift this thing, not only locally, you know, for you in your practice, but globally as well.
Absolutely. And the thing I love about the Waitlist workshop is that Steve's program and Steve himself put you through the entire process. So it's one thing for you to go out and try this and market this and get your workshops going just by doing Facebook ads and doing Eventbrite. But then there's a system to how you deliver it, which you go through. Then there's a close in the middle of the presentation that you go through. And then there's a sign up and a day one and a day two process on this as well. So that's what I'm coaching a lot of chiropractors on, is they call me up for Facebook ads or ads, and we go through it and they learn how easy it really is. But then the rest of the coaching is all practice building stuff. Like, how do I improve my systems and procedures? That's, I think, what every coach does, is how to fine tune that golf swing so that you just hit better and better and better each time. That's what I loved about that, is that it's a full, so if you need help through that and you try a couple workshops, don't give up, call Steve. And then try some of his programs and see how that goes. But finding your niche is a big one there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
How can they find you? What's your handles, or how do they find you online?
Yeah, a couple ways. They can join the Waitlist Workshops free group. So that's available. We share all kinds of great tips and tools, strategies there. Lots of great content in the Waitlist Workshops free group. Facebook, send me a direct message. Waitlistworkshops.com. You can schedule a call there. But really just reach out, you know, find me on Facebook, join that free group, interact with us. We do have a fall special right now. I believe this is the best time to join, because now the fall is going to be the toughest time for workshops, because you have the holidays, you have the time change, you have weather challenges, people are stressed. You have all these different challenges in terms of giving workshops this time of year. Now, with that said, I've never not given workshops this time of year. I still do it I do it, you know, October, November, December, because the return on investment is still going to be fantastic, even though it's not going to be as great as in the spring or the summer, right? But I don't stop. A lot of chiropractors stop because they're not looking at it from a marketing perspective and return on investment perspective. We're not trained to be marketers. We're trained to be healers and doctors. And so as soon as we have a less than result than what we had in the past, it's like, oh, it's not working. It's like, no, you know, 5 new patients is still ROI positive, you know, in a significant way. Keep doing it. But now's the best time, because doctors can join now, reserve their location at a reduced fee too. That fee is applied to the first month in January. So they actually don't give their first workshop till January, but it allows them to gain access to all the training materials, the content, so they can start getting ready, training, so they can hit the ground running in January. So this is arguably, I believe, the best time because it gives them more time to be prepared for 2023.
Great. Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely, I'll have all the links in the bio or in the Facebook post on the bottom, and then just direct message. See, he's part of the group. He's in the group. So if you search him in the group, he's right in there. So you guys can do that. He's got some, I text him sometimes, and he's been super open to getting back to me and answering any questions. It's been really good. I'm an advocate of it, but you and I are both biased on this.
Right.
Then we had Dave, you know, on the last podcast he's coming up on the next podcast. He's a screener. Now people are gonna be like, screenings, come on. I gave up that in like 1999. I'm like, well, there's a way to build a community, and there's multiple ways to build a community.
Right.
And you don't have to do all that. Like we said, if you know, leaky gut is not your thing, well, then maybe that's not the workshop for you, but definitely building the community. So what I want everyone to walk away with today is that you need to build community. That's where we're moving forward. Like Sean Dill says, relationship capital is gold moving forward, because it's who you know and who you can help that's going to refer to you. And that's the best. We know what the best marketing program is. It's referrals. I know people in this group that have 100% referral-based practices, and they do very well. That's the gold standard. I think that's the easiest gold standard to get there. But if you talk to any one of them, they did that by doing this. They have a community around them. They are the expert in their field for what it is that they do. And that's why they can build 100%. For most of us, we always need to do some marketing. And we love the referrals. Of course, we treat our referrals like gold, but we also do marketing. And there's so many different strategies to this. So those of you that know me, I spend $8,000-$9,000 a month in marketing. That's just, I mean, people always ask the number. And when they call me, they're like, I'm putting $500 into Google Ads. I'm like, good, that's nice, good luck. I mean, that's not how you're going to do it. But that's how you get to different levels. So there you go. When you talk to Steve, he's definitely not $8,000. So you can get rolling. And build a healthy practice that just is automatic moving forward. So yeah, any last tips, any last advice?
Ask yourself, you know, what do you want to create in 2023? Why are you doing this? You know, you likely went into this thing to transform lives, to save lives, to help the sickest of the sick. And somewhere along the way, we kind of get distracted, or we get stuck in a particular model of care sometimes that the public wants to put us into, what I call the musculoskeletal box. And hey, if that's your jam, that's cool too. Like, you know, run with it and be great at it. But if you want to help the sickest of the sick and you're not currently doing that, well, you need to ask yourself why. And the reason is because the people just don't know. So if you want to help them to know, then you have to speak out and you have to stand up and we don't have the luxury of playing small. There's too many lives at stake, including your own and your family's. And so, breathe into the blessing of being a chiropractor and the amazing gift that it is to be one, and just plan out your year of education. That education could be at screenings, you know, and getting connected to your community. It could be doing a podcast. It can be a lot of different things, but really just take that education and community to the next level in 2023, and your practices, it'll be illogical to think that it wouldn't grow. So good luck to you. If you need any help, please reach out. We'd love to help you too.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate your time and have a great Christmas season.
Hey, you as well. Thank you. I always love chatting with you, Enrico, and hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving and holiday as well. All right, take care.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a rating. It helps get our podcast out to more listeners. Also, join Marketing 101 for Chiropractors on Facebook or visit us at EnricoD.com for more information on growing and scaling your business.